The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I have to say, it was very exciting to me when I discovered about the parallel universe, the theory of which was told to me by Dan Kinetti. This was during one of my low moments, when the weather was absolutely dreadful. The winter of 2017, boring and cold, and Kinetti, to cheer me up, or to stop me from talking for a moment, said, "Buck up. At least it's warm and sunny in a parallel universe." And I said, "What's a parallel universe?" Because I had never heard of one before then. And after he'd finished telling me, I asked him whether all the rooms would be arranged the same in the parallel universe, and he became quiet and sullen in a way that made me think he'd probably answered this question in his explanation, only I hadn't been listening properly. I had been trying to listen in detail, but I kept getting distracted by imagining the possibilities in what he was saying. Perhaps I could pass along messages, leave little notes to be read by myself in the parallel universe, containing information I'm yet to know, and all the capers that could follow on from that. Maybe I could pull pranks on myself, or, better still, other people in the parallel universe, and watch it all unfold from my current position in this universe and not get any of the blame for it. That would be placed on my parallel self. "They're not going to close the parallel universe, are they?" I asked. "No," said Dan Kinetti. "So it'll be open forever?" I asked. "Yes, longer even." I asked him what was longer than forever, and he pretended he hadn't heard me, a tactic he often employs, and one that works an absolute charm every time. "Maybe I could get myself sent to a sinking prison ship," I said. Dan Kinetti said I was looking at the parallel universe all wrong, although what he actually said was back-asswards for God knows what reason. "You don't have any sway in the parallel universe," he said. "You can't do anything there." "Ah, okay," I said. "So I can just view the parallel universe like watching something on a screen?" "No," said Dan Kinetti. "I mean, no." He looked terribly despondent and then sighed and turned away from me and said, essentially to himself, "What screen?" My mind flashed back over times he tried to explain other bits of science to me, events from history, how to fold t-shirts, etc., and how it always seemed to end up like this, with him muttering and turning away, or else making fists and punching his own leg in anger. "I wish it wasn't like this, because I want to listen and to understand, and I try my best to listen and understand. It's just that I only want to try my best to listen and understand for about 10 seconds out of every minute, and this strews margins of error all over the place." Kinetti asked me what I was smiling about, and I told him I was imagining how much better our conversation was going in the parallel universe. "In the parallel universe, you're smiling too," I said, "and I am thriving intellectually." Kinetti went out into the hallway to cool off for a moment, whilst I sat looking out the window and deciding the relative sizes of birds in the parallel universe. Pigeons would be 10 times as large as seagulls. Then we'd see. "See what?" asked Canetti, and I realised I'd been talking out loud as opposed to thinking. I told him I was setting the parameters for animal sizes in the parallel universe, and if he had any suggestions, I'd gladly action them. "It's just not like that," said Canetti. "You don't decide what happens there." "Then who does decide?" I said. "Well," said Canetti, "I suppose they do. The people there do." "The people in the parallel universe decide the size of their birds," I said. Canetti really let me have it then. Although I wasn't properly recording what he was saying into my memory, the general gist was that he was tired of my inanity. And also at one point, he tried to say the word obtuse but said obtuf by accident. Then he left the flat in a great flurry of slammed doors, and I went back to looking out the window. That night he pushed a note under my bedroom door, and this is what it said. "Hi Johnny, I didn't mean to get so worked up earlier. It's just that I take the time to explain these things to you, and I can tell you aren't really listening. And then you ask me these absurd questions. And I'm only human, after all. I felt bad about it afterwards, not least because you seemed genuinely inflamed by the parallel universe stuff, and I'd hate to think that I discouraged that interest. So I'm going to write out what I was trying to explain to you earlier, and instead of asking me to go over it, and me getting worked up, you can just refer to this note." So, the first thing about parallel universes is that there isn't just one of them. There's 100 per day. 100 are created at daybreak every day. You start exactly the same way in each one, although the environments are superficially different, different house styles, different lighting, etc. Whenever you feel happy and secure in your life, it's when you're acting in alignment with versions of yourself in a parallel universe. The more of you that are doing the same thing, the better you'll feel, and the more you will be rewarded by the world for your decision. If you do something so outlandish that only you are doing it, and none of your dimensional counterparts, you will spawn another 100 universes. From this, you either have the option of gloriously turning it around by uniting a larger number of yourselves, or by further alienating yourself and going into a tailspin of universal creation. A positive feedback loop. This is why the days sometimes feel like they end in a way that you can't imagine getting back from, but why you normally feel a bit better in the morning. The trick is to try and move in tandem with your parallel selves, as if you're all performing a choreographed dance, but the stage is set across 100 different dimensions, and no one will ever see the full show. Good luck. I put the note under my pillow and turned off my light, exhilarated.
Lunch Watch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.